And you know, it is important for us young people to be aware of the Lord's work and what he is doing. And there's a number of reasons, and I'd like to just share two of them. First of all, as those that belong to the body of Christ and who know the Lord Jesus as our Savior, then isn't it a wonderful thing that the light is still shining in this dark world and that we can join together and pray? You know, for those that are far away and alone, they need our prayers. And they need our prayers in many ways that we might not even realize, but the Lord knows. But what a privilege it is to bear one another up before the throne of grace and to commit them into the Lord's hands for strength and wisdom, physical strength, spiritual strength, in all these things. And you know, the Lord might have his hand upon them to guide them, that they may be just simply vessels used for his purpose, for his honor, and for his glory. Another reason would be, as you know, Daniel Bubenzer is going to come up and speak to us tonight. I can remember that Daniel was one of the young people in this group, probably one of the first times that I was ever involved with participating with the young people. And I believe it was the first time, if I'm not mistaken, that we ever had young peoples in this very room. We used to have it in other places on the college campus, and this room was opened up to us, and it was Daniel playing on the piano for the singing, and that was when I was playing on my guitar, and if you remember those days. And now, you know, the Lord has called him for a special work, and he's answered to that call. And the challenge to each one of us is, Lord, what would you have me to do? We don't know what the answer is for each one of you, but our place as individuals would be simply to be in that place where the Lord would be able to use me for his purpose and for his glory. It doesn't mean that it's out on the mission field. There's a mission field in our own backyards. But where is it, Lord, and what would you have me to do? And so we'll have Daniel come up and he'll give us a word. And then when he is finished, then the missionaries that are here with us would leave first to go to their various booths. Okay, and we can follow behind, and then we can communicate with him, talk with him, see what is going on. And then after the time over on the other side in the hallway there, okay, there will be refreshments again for us over here. And, of course, all of our missionaries that are here are more than welcome to come and join in the good snacks that are provided for us here tonight.